next thing on the agenda is date, time, location, and focus topics for 2025 board meetings. So generally, the months that we do these in are generally February, May, July, and November. I know a lot of times we will do the, with the exception of July, we will do the first Saturday of the month. I know the July is usually, Friday is actually early because we try to incorporate the wages into it if they should, you know, if we so choose. And of course, I guess we need location as well, too. So.
On the first meeting, I would suggest doing that not on the first Saturday because I'm planning to be away.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Well, that first Saturday is the first Friday anyway, so.
So we're doing in February?
So he's suggesting that instead of doing it the first Saturday in February, we do it the second one, which would be the 8th.
Okay.
Is there an objection? Is that okay with everyone doing it on the 8th?
Yeah, that's fine with
me.
Okay.
When is President's Day?
President's Day, it would be
17th.
17th. Okay.
It's a Monday or something.
Yep.
It's never going to be a Saturday.
We usually also, by the way, do the February and July ones in Lincoln, as I recall, and the November one in Omaha. I'm assuming that we're going to stick with that.
And then for May, I'll suggest doing it in Scotts Bluff.
Objection to doing it in Scotts Bluff? Okay.
May what? 3rd?
Good luck.
Do you want it on the 3rd, Miguel?
Oh, I don't know. I was just...
The third.
I don't know what the date
is. May 3rd is the first Saturday in May.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Okay. July.
Can I add one thing real quick?
Yes, please.
We're actually going to be pushing back wages with how the calendar's looking. So August 1st will be the last day of wages with what we're shooting for.
Okay. Do
we want like to
do August 1st for a change?
More,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
The meetings are more separated than that.
It's a Friday, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And November?
November 1st is the first Saturday.
Wow. Do you want to do November 1st?
Day after Halloween.
I don't.
Or you want to do November 8th the following?
I don't care.
Yeah.
That course, yeah, that'd be, the 11th is Veterans Day, but that's Tuesday the following week.
Right. So do we want to do the 1st or the 8th?
Doesn't matter. If there's no preferences, I have young children, so the 8th would be more available for me to attend.
More what?
Might be more available to attend on the 8th, since
the 8th, okay.
Not traveling on Halloween.
Oh, come on.
I know, right? Kids are only young once.
Yep. Fair enough.
The 8th is fine with me. If that's what you want everybody else.
Okay. And then, lastly, we need to discuss the focus topics for this. May is usually the retention of the executive director. Although, in theory, we could have a focus topic as well as we wanted, but I think in the past, generally, we've just done that because that can be a little time-consuming sometimes.
Yes.
February, do we have something in particular we want to talk about and have as a focus topic in February? That piques interest.
Anything you want to know as a new commissioner, Patty?
Yeah.
Anything you'd like more info on? Or?
Not to put you on the spot or
anything. But we're putting you on the spot.
Sure.
We're going to do it anyway.
If I came from another discipline, I'd probably have a million things to say about that. But since where I, you know, the last Well, over 35 years of my life, I have been in the field of blindness, so I don't have much going on as far as questions.
Okay.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's a whole topic or not, but I mean, we can do the Lesbian Enterprise program.
Yeah, I thought about that too, doing one on NBE.
Yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm. We want to do that on the February, the August, or the November.
I guess it doesn't matter. But I guess February is fine.
Okay.
The August, I think we normally just keep
wages.
Kind of student-related since we joined
these
two.
Yeah, that is very true, yeah.
So February.
But last year in July, it was AI.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Yeah.
I don't know when would be appropriate, but I think we sort of slid over this at the training a little bit, partly because I was redoing it, but I would like to see us really take a look at that information packet. And you probably didn't see my email, Brent, but there's something in there about liaisons, and I mean, we need to talk about some of our responsibilities and if we're doing them, and if not, why not?
Okay.
It's just a suggestion, but I think we...
I did see your email, actually. My understanding, and possibly Jim or even Carlos or can speak on this, but my understanding that the liaison thing would be, like, for example, if someone came to you as a commissioner and wanted to talk to you about possibly an issue or something, such as what happened, with Chris Boone the other day, or a year or so ago, where she came to you and with concerns and stuff like that, and you brought it to, in that case, the board, but also, like, you could bring it to Carlos or whatever, and... you would be like a liaison in that respect. That was my understanding of our liaison duties, but I also didn't have time to read the specific passage in the packet last night. So.
Well, I didn't look at it again last night, but I thought we were liaisons to different entities. Am I not understanding that? Maybe I...
Brett, do you mind if I comment?
Yeah, please, Joe.
Do you need the mic? Do I need the mic? I got a big enough mouth.
I think we can hear you.
None of the rest of us are using one, so.
There you go. Very quickly, my understanding, the way the law was written, was the only, I like to use the word legal, the only legal authority the board has is to hire and fire an executive director. If someone comes to you, when I was on the board with June, when she was chair, if someone came to either her or me or somebody on the board with a concern, we would do our best to address it privately and then do exactly what you did, bring it to the rest of the board and then turn it over to the executive director to let him or her deal with it. So you were right on target there.
Okay, maybe I need to look at that section again.
Well, maybe we all do. So. Thank you, Jen.
Yep.
Still need two more focus topics. One for August 1st and then November 8th. August 1, as mentioned, usually is more youth focused. So if there's anything in particular you want to,
I would suggest something regarding employment, training of interviews, training, that kind of thing. Regarding
the type of placement activities we provide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going into like the WBLEs, the work-based learning experiences and different things like that.
Okay.
Maybe a little on pre-eds.
Right. So if we can do the placement focus that our counselors do in general, or pre-ed, which is what you're talking about, Cheryl.
If we're talking about more like youth activities, I always thought that stuff like pre-eds and those other things were more geared toward younger people.
Right.
You know, high school and...
Correct. No, you're correct. I guess my question is, do you want to focus on that, or the general placement like Miguel was talking about?
Could do one for each month. You got two meetings.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we could do one for each, I guess.
Yes, for the August one and then job placement for the other one.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
For the August one, do we want it just to focus on work-based learning experiences, or do we want to cover the five required pre-ed services that we do?
All the pre-ed.
All the pre-ed. Okay, just want to be sure.
Everything, not just the five, but everything.
Yeah, the couple of other.
Five,
stories.
Four, and nine.
Okay. Next thing on the agenda is public comment period. Do we have any questions, comments, concerns from the public?
I have one question.
Yes.
For Patty, is there a location determined for the ACB convention that will be March 22nd?
Is there what?
A location.
Bellevue.
It will be at the, were you there last time?
Yes, it's same place.
Same place.
Perfect. That's one next year we'll make sure.
Right. Yeah, the church.
March 22nd in Bellevue?
Yes.
Thank you.
At the United Methodist Church at Capehart.
Okay.
And if I can piggyback off that very quickly.
Of course.
In 26, ACB Nebraska will be 50 years old. So, and the convention date has already been set for that. It's April 18th.
Outstanding. Congratulations to ACB of Nebraska for that.
What a condolence. It's 1 year.
But we have no location yet.
No.
Fair enough. Any other public comment?
I just want to announce, too, that the NFB of Nebraska convention for next year will be held in Omaha at the Omaha Marriott starting on the evening of March 27th, and I believe that's a Thursday, and then ending on Sunday noon on March 30th, but it'll be at the Omaha Marriott.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And 2026 is in Kearney.
Yeah, 2026 will be in Kearney.
Hopefully not on the 17th or 18th.
I don't know if we've set a dates for that yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
ACB is 18th. Stay away from that, please.
I don't know that we have.
I think it's the first meeting of May, because I thought about completing with this meeting. But when we get there, we will talk about it.
Sounds good. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is final announcements. Our next meeting.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I'd like to request.
One second.
Oh, after that.
So the first announcement, our next meeting is February 8th in Lincoln, talking about MBE. Any other announcements from the board?
Yep, I would like to request to attend the Accessibility Technology Industry Association conference in late January, which is January 30th.
Okay. You have a motion to let them attend that?
Where's it at?
Florida.
Orlando.
Yeah, that's the one in Charles.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
I'll move that we approve that.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Miguel, do you approve?
May I have asked one question
yes.
first? Yeah. Is this related to your work or your focus on your own employment? Or
it's focused on my own employment, but also to the training of the commission to the consumer of technology,
okay.
Accessibility.
Okay.
Okay. Miguel, do you...
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
Patty?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay, it is approved. Any other final announcements?
Who moved toward who can you tell who?
Cheryl did.
Cheryl
and who seconded it?
I did.
Okay. Okay. Now, Miguel, on that, the registration for that conference, it's quite lengthy, and it's a lot of questions that you're going to have to provide answers to.
Okay.
So if you could look that over, maybe you can give me a call sometime and we can go over it.
Okay.
Because I'll pay for it. I mean.
Sure.
But Charles and I sat together when we did his because there were a lot of, it was a lengthy registration.
Okay. Is there a website, do you know, or do I just
I have
it?
I don't know, Charles had it all, so I'll have to.
Any other final announcements from the board? Okay, hearing none, it is now 11:11, and we are adjourned.
Good job, Chris.
Sorry, turn off the United States.
It's the first for everything.